Radio Hour, where we believe in getting you as much resources as we possibly can for the 50 plus, for those that love and serve them, the adult children of seniors, also the sandwich generation, which we'll talk a little bit about in the show. This is a caregiver talk. This is part three I'm doing with my mom since we took care of our dad for 13 years. We actually took care of him at home for about 8.5, and then he was at the
VA center in Norman.
In Norman for how long?
For 5 years and 7 months.
5 years and 7 months. He passed away 3 years ago in between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm. December the 27th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I figured you would know exactly. My dad was a pharmaceutical salesman. Prior to that, he was a school teacher, right? In
yes.
Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. Taught biology.
Biology. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, you know, this man's brain worked all the time.
Yes.
So Alzheimer's and dementia doesn't discriminate. There's absolutely nobody that it can't possibly touch. And 1 in 5 people will be diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. Of course, they are working feverishly in trying to find something at least to slow it down, cure it. You know, keeping your brain active is one of those things that you can do. There's a lot of things out there on the internet, but mindramp.org, MindRamp.org. They will keep you abreast on all kinds of things that can exercise your brain. Also, there's Oklahoma City has a group called Villages OKC, and they are doing a Mind Brain Academy, and that's something you can sign up for. They're also in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, Villages OKC. They have an article. So if you want to give them a call, it is 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637. You can call Villages OKC and find out when their next Brain Academy classes are going to be. So you're listening to us, like I said, on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Mom, what does OSJ stand for?
Well, Robin, I believe for, let's see, the last how many?
30 years.
30 years has been the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
There you go. And you've been there with me every step of the way. And you were a caregiver for your own mother, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
For what is her name?
Laura.
Laura Diffie.
Diffie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mom is one of the Diffies that hail from Diffie Motor Company. Mom was able to care for her mother, who had dementia and Alzheimer's. We did not have the magazine then. It was over 30 years ago. But I began to realize there needed to be something out there that would help family caregivers. So that's how the Oklahoma Senior Journal was born, out of a personal need in our family. And then Mom got to use it quite a bit. We used it a lot once my dad was diagnosed. What year was that?
2007.
2007.
He was actually diagnosed, medically diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Okay. And we began to notice things way before then. I'm not going to say way before, at least a year, maybe a year and a half.
That's correct.
He would get lost on certain places that he knew, or he would use a word in a weird place.
Right.
He slept a lot, which mm-hmm. that was just not what Dad normally mm-hmm. did. So, I mean, he would sleep all day. There were just things that we noticed that just weren't completely our dad. Because I have the Oklahoma Senior Journal, I wanted to make sure we went and saw his general practitioner and just kind of let her know what was going on. And she kind of took it from there. She was fantastic.
Yes, she was very fantastic.
Yeah, Dr. Erin Glasgow. We can't say enough about her and how much she helped my mom's peace of mind on things, too. So once we get into the show, which is going to be after this break, this is our caregiver family caregiver show, part three. We could go on and on with many parts of being a family caregiver. So we'll be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour with you all day long. stands for, the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine. We'll be right back with Caregiving Talk, Part 3.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, Dennis, with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years.
What?
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence. Everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 800-242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment. Or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance. And you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Villages OKC is a plan, not a place. The word for today is perspective. Villages OKC members smile with confidence because our time-wise brains, our experience, tells us there is hope for the future. We have perspective. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director of Villages OKC. Our members are planning ahead. We can see the future from the perspective of the past, and that gives hope. From time to time, any of us may feel vulnerable or even non-essential, but we don't get stuck there. 100-plus Villages OKC members across Greater Oklahoma City encourage and lift each other, giving a balanced perspective, a time-wise perspective to life. Find out more on Facebook, Instagram, or villagesokc.org.
And Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out for the last 30 years in the 405 area code. If you'd like to go and see a virtual magazine online, which is the Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can go to OKSeniorJournal.com. That's OKSeniorJournal.com. We had over 1 million downloads during COVID. And then if you want to pick up a live and in person where you can hold in your hands the 100-page Oklahoma Senior Journal, we have 650 locations in the metro. And if you also will go to OKSeniorJournal.com. www.thedistributionjournal.com and go to the menu button under distribution. It'll show you exactly where you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal in your neighborhood. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal was invented for resources for those that are caregivers as well as seniors themselves, the 50 plus. Something we're talking about today, this will be our third show on Care Talk, we're calling it today, which is family caregiving. There's over 240,000 Oklahomans are acting as family caregivers, and this is the ones we know about. You know, there's more than that. So something that Mom and I really started doing when Dad was very first diagnosed is doing preparation. Preparation is key. It just truly is, instead of letting this thing sneak up on you. When we started noticing the differences in Dad, we just became very proactive. Wouldn't you say, Mom?
Yes, we really did. Mm-hmm. We just knew that this was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Began to try our best. Mm-hmm. It didn't work real well at first,
yeah.
But try our best to live in his world.
Right.
Which is so important. They
Very
cannot
important.
Live in your world anymore.
Anymore.
No. And so we would, you know, we'd forget sometime
sure.
and say, oh, Dad, no, Dad, come on here. Don't you remember you're supposed mm-hmm. to do thus and so?
And the remember word is a dirty word.
To an Alzheimer's person.
To an Alzheimer's person.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Because they don't remember.
No.
And I believe you were at this. I mean, you know, we just ate up information, even though I had a lot of information in the magazine. We would go to live and in-person experts and mm-hmm. seminars, and one was at the Edmond Hospital where the neurologist there talked to a group of people today. It was like a lunch and learn. And he described it like your gray matter doesn't have any holes in it. You know, when your brain is firing off, it bounces back off that gray matter, and that's how you remember things, and that's how you, you know, stay healthy in your brain. Well, people that have dementia and Alzheimer's start getting these pinholes in that gray matter, and those pinholes become bigger the longer they have it. It's not that they get smaller, they get bigger. And so once your brain fires into one of those holes, like Swiss cheese is what this neurologist told us, he said it's firing into nothing. It becomes anxiety ridden or fearful or scary or like someone's doing a trick to you. I mean, Dad went through all those things.
Yes, he did. Many times he'd say, well, I know I'm supposed to remember that. I know I am. I can't think of that word. Bobby, help me. What's that word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of times he would defer to you when people ask him questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like they're completely dumb idiots or anything. They're trying to navigate through the Swiss cheese in their brain.
Right.
Because sometimes it fired not in the hole of this where the Swiss cheese was. Mm-hmm. So they could kind of figure out, you know, here's a way I can kind of save face, not be embarrassed.
Right.
And then that makes you as the caregiver kind of go, well, you know, he knows to do that. He knows to defer to me.
Right.
And so what would you think?
Well, you know, of course, he would, if we were in a group of people, many times he would say, you know, I'm just going to defer to Bobby here.
Mm-hmm.
She can answer that real well for
mm-hmm.
you. You know, the people would hardly notice.
Right.
They didn't make any big deal out of it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, as time went on, then they began to understand
right.
what was going on with him
mm-hmm.
and were very sweet, sympathetic.
Very.
Very just, you know, knew that the last thing I want to do is make light in any way
mm-hmm.
of what's going on with him.
Exactly. And they would just treat Dad like they always did,
sure.
even though maybe he wouldn't come back with exactly being the Gordon gun they knew.
Right.
They just would treat him like the Gordon gun they knew.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
And so that
was so smart, so wonderful. There's a card you can get through the Alzheimer's Association. It looks like a business card, so it doesn't look weird when you're handing it out to people that maybe is somebody that your loved one who has dementia or Alzheimer's or a brain disorder isn't actually making perfect sense, maybe we'll say with a waitress at a restaurant.
Yes, so the card said, yep. My loved one has Alzheimer's. Please be patient with mm-hmm. him.
So we would give that out a lot. And it didn't look weird. It looked like we were giving out one of my business cards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Dad would never, you know, it wouldn't.
He never read the card. He didn't even know that what it was or anything. I'd just slip it to him. To them. And then something else that I had to do when Gordon needed to go to the restroom, I could not trust him in the men's restroom because he would stay.
I remember that.
And I would have to send a man in and to get him, said, your wife is waiting for you out here. You need to come out, because he would get confused and couldn't even find the door.
Right.
And so many times I had to go into the ladies' restroom, take him in there with me, and a woman would maybe come in, and I'd explain to her what was going on. Oh, she said, they'd always just be very sympathetic and say, oh, that's fine, honey. I'll just wait outside till you're through with him.
Exactly. So everybody was always, I never saw anybody be negative.
No. Absolutely not.
So, you know, clarification is everything. And so we would do a lot of clarification with Dad. I've also started writing a monthly column in the Oklahoman. It's on Sundays. It's always in the section called Viewpoints. The particular title of the one in January was A Needed Rest for the Weary, and the weary being family caregivers. Statistically, family caregivers will pass away before the loved one they're taking care of unless they get proper education on how to deal with somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's.
That's right. Yes. And I know my kids finally came to me, even though they were helping me. Each child would try to take one night a week and say, now, Mom, you go in there and get in that bed in the guest bedroom, and don't you dare get up. I don't care what you hear going on in here in the bedroom with Daddy. So they would give me that rest, but they finally came to me and told me, said, Mom, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to put you someplace if you do not let us put Dad someplace, because we can see it's really beginning to break down your health. And so it's so important for you to
get the help when you need the help.
That's right. Because what good are you going to be to anybody? The kids are going to have to take care of you and the dad, too.
Yeah, so exactly. And Mom and I would go to a lot of support groups, and there'd be several times somebody would be missing, and they go, well, he's had a heart attack, or, you know, maybe not pass away from it, but he would be a caregiver to his wife or vice versa, and they would have these health issues because of the stress level of caring for somebody.
That's absolutely right.
So when we come back, I want to talk about some free respite care that our caregivers can get, family caregivers, here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which we are playing on the Eagle, the FM Eagle, the new Eagle 96.9 FM. And we'll be back with more part three of Care Talk. If you're a family caregiver or know someone, this is the show for you to listen to. Shortest intro. This is Robin Gunn here, coming back in on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Mama Gunn, what does OSJ stand for?
Well, the last I heard, it was the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You are correct, and it's never changed. The Oklahoma Senior Journal is a staple in Oklahoma City now after 30 years. We're also doing a column in the Daily Oklahoman the second Sunday of every month in the Viewpoint section. Right now we're doing a series on family caregiving, and we wanted to continue that also here on the radio. What could be more important than the ones that we love? Their health and their happiness are never far from our hearts or minds. When considering how to care for a loved or dearly loved one, really, there are few challenges that would inhibit us from helping them in the best way we could. Family caregiving is one of the paths many of us will walk down when dealing with our loved one's needs and health. And that's what Mom and I found, and my brothers, when caring for Dad. It was definitely a team effort. I know there's a lot of you out there that do not have a team effort. But I told you when we took a breakaway here that I would talk to you about respite care, which, Mom, how important do you feel respite care is?
Well, extremely important. And one thing that really helped me, Robin, was that I was able to have Dad in like an adult daycare center.
Yes.
That they came and picked him up every day in a beautiful limousine and brought him back, and that he thought he was going to work.
Yes, either work or community service is what we told him.
Yeah, and he was just thrilled to go, and they gave him little jobs to do at the...
I mean, we called ahead and said, we need him to feel like he's doing, he's a part of what y'all are doing there.
Right.
And they were very accommodating to that.
They certainly were, because that's who they dealt with.
Yeah.
That was the only people that were in that was just the people with Alzheimer's. So they knew exactly what to do.
Right.
And like, Dad,
you know,
Dad was so, everything had to be
a certain way. Right.
I mean, he was just always like that. His closet looked 10 times better than mine.
Yes.
He would never have put
very
a blue shirt by a brown shirt. I mean, all the brown together, all the blue, all the yellow.
Exactly.
And perfectly lined up shoes. Well, what they did for him there was they had him rearrange the chairs around the table. Well, one of the workers would come by and secretly just move the chairs around and say, Gordon, somebody has messed up these chairs. I'll fix that. And so,
Or they would have, like, after crafts or after, you know, they do snacks, so the chairs would be around the table. But then maybe somebody would come in and do singing or do magic, or even cheerleaders came from OU. Mm-hmm. And then Dad would put all the chairs kind of in a theater style.
Right.
And they said he was so good at it because he would almost just measure them.
Right, to make sure there was the right length between each chair.
Right. And, you know, that was also cognitive for my dad. That was helping him with his brain firing when it wasn't hitting through the Swiss cheese holes. Something cool about the adult daycare center is if your loved one spent any time in the war, and I'm talking one day is all it takes to get veterans benefits, as long as they served one day during war, we got the caregiving or adult daycare center, got it basically at no charge.
Right.
It was no charge. So something I encourage you to do is call the Daily Living Center, which is 405-792-2401. So that's 405-792-2401, Daily Living Centers. There's about five throughout.
Right.
The metro area. So, and again, the limos will come pick them up at no charge. If your loved one happened to not be a military person, there is a charge, but it's more on a sliding scale.
Right.
And so I encourage everyone, I mean, because Mom, that gave you about 4 or 5 hours a day.
Right. To be able to go to the grocery store, get to the beauty shop or whatever I need to do, get the house cleaned or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Or just go hang out with some of your church lady friends.
Sure.
Or get to go to some of the church functions.
Right, right.
So it was very, very important for Mom to get to do that. And we were so grateful for the Daily Living Center. And anything we needed to tell them about Dad, they would follow our instructions very well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even the guy that picked up Dad, if he didn't want to go to daycare that day, because, you know, people with dementia and Alzheimer's can flip on a dime on saying what they do or don't want to do, but you just redirect. You become a champion of redirect.
Right.
So Mom would stand behind Dad at the front door, and so what would you do?
Well, I would just motion to the guy and say, he doesn't want to go today. And this this dear gentleman knew exactly how to handle him.
Yeah.
And I think we may have told this story.
It's
in
worth
one of
repeating.
The right. And so he said, "Hey, Gordon, I just got paid and I've got a pocket full of money."
Folding money, he said.
Yeah, folding money. "I know a restaurant down here that's got some good-looking waitresses in it. Let's go down there and get a cup of coffee and just talk to those waitresses."
And he said, "Pie, too. My dad loved pie." He goes, "And we can just split us a piece of pie."
That's right.
And Dad was like, "All right." And then, you know, he completely forgot that he didn't want to go.
Sure, sure.
Of course, they didn't go to a restaurant, but they went to the Daily Living Center. And so I would call ahead, or Mom would call ahead and say, "Hey, we gave Dad some toilet paper. We gave him a roll of paper towels because we told him y'all were out. And so he's bringing those down there for y'all." So, I mean, we would just come up with these little creative ideas,
right,
because then Dad would focus on the toilet paper, not that they were going to go get a cup of coffee and check out the waitresses. So it was just, you know, everybody working together to constantly redirect. I can't stress enough, and neither can my mother, to stop using the word "don't you remember" or "I just told you," because they're not trying to trick you, even though sometimes in the early stages it looks like they're tricking you. They're not. They're just being a little bit more savvy about how they're dealing with this, because they don't know what's going on either. I remember Dad would get sad sometimes.
Oh, yes. Very sad. Mm-hmm. And he would ask me, he said, "Bobby, honey, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what's wrong." And I said, "Sweetheart, you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's." "Have I really? I have that?" I said, "Yes, darling, but that's okay." He said, "Well, you're not going to leave me. Mm. You won't leave me."
No.
And I would say, "Sweetheart, I'll always be right here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I will never, ever leave you. Don't leave me now."
Right.
"Don't leave me." Especially if we were going to church, he
right.
would say, Stay right by me. Stay right by me." So just, you know, their sweet minds just become like little children.
Children, definitely.
So, yeah.
Something else, you know, we finally, after 8.5 years, we realized we just weren't at the place any longer to care for my dad properly. And at some point, you do have to turn to experts. As many experts as we were going to in conferences and support groups and talking to other people that had walked down the road, eventually you need a professional caregiver. I mean, because we couldn't even get Dad to take a bath, finally. You know, that's just something
right.
he did not want water on him at all, in which my dad would spend 45 minutes in the shower prior to that. At the Veterans Center, which again was almost all paid for because he was a veteran here in Norman, we were down there 3 to 4 days a week. We were
right.
very involved with his care down there, and we were very involved with a support group down there.
Right.
Which, Mom, you couldn't say enough about the support group down there. Me, too. They were just lovely.
Right. And there are support groups, if you will call the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes.
There are support groups all over
Oklahoma.
All of Oklahoma,
even rural. And if they don't have one in a rural community, they will do support groups over the phone or Zoom. But we do have to take another break. So we'll be back here still talking Care Talk Part 3 with my mama concerning my dad and what all we learned as being family caregivers here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which, Mom, that's your cue.
Oh, yes. The Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. We are on the Eagle 96.9 FM.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000-square-foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit bellagioliving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Villages OKC is a plan, not a place. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Our word for today is connect. In these uncertain times, it's important to stay connected. We can do that through a phone call, or FaceTime, or in a virtual classroom. Just think, someone you know is waiting for your call right now. Reach out to them. Villages members practice social distance, not emotional distance. Stay connected. For more information, visit villagesokc.org.
Rod Stewart just said, build a stairway to heaven with a prince or a bag of Vaughn. And I was whispering to my mom, I want a prince, not a bag of Vaughn.
Right. I want you to have a prince too, darling.
Hallelujah. We are talking today about Care Talk, which is family caregiving. We're on part three here with the radio. I am also doing a series of family caregiving articles in the Oklahoman, the second Sunday of every month in the section called Viewpoint. So you'll see my mug there and also how you can get a hold of me. We've already written the next one that's going to go in February. It'll be the second Sunday of February that it'll run in Viewpoints. And it's a continuation of caregiving. We really can't stress enough how important hospice is when your loved one has been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. And really, everyone has, I would say, been diagnosed with dementia over Alzheimer's. They just said they... You can't tell somebody has Alzheimer's until you look at their brain.
Well, yeah.
But the symptoms are showing, you know, the professionals that are caring for your loved one, either the doctor, and we had a great doctor at the VA center as well. We just had a fantastic doctor down there too, and he would even come on the weekends and bring his dog. My dad would really relate to dogs and babies.
Mm-hmm. They had, there at the VA center, they had a therapy dog.
They did, named Sarge.
Uh-huh, right. And those guys just really loved him.
Very dearly. I know this is a topic that is very near and dear to my mom's heart. We know firsthand what goes into being a family caregiver. I intimately assisted in the care of my ailing father, Gordon Gunn, as well as my mother, for close to 13 years. He suffered from dementia, and we as a family took it upon ourselves to care for his ever-changing daily needs and concerns. Alzheimer's comes in stages, so there'll be all kinds of stages they will go through. They'll go through a wandering stage. Mm-hmm. They'll go through a thing called sundowners, mm-hmm. where they'll stay up at night.
Right.
And they'll feel like they have to touch everything in the room. And a lot of times you would just pretend like you were asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you were keeping an eye on the situation.
Well, yeah. You know, I need to mention real quickly,
sure.
At the VA center, it wasn't just, of course, for men on that. There were women also, mm-hmm. that had been in the service,
sure.
that had dementia and
Alzheimer's. Absolutely.
So just didn't want you to think that, well...
Only men can go there.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it's available to women, too. Dad was supposed to be on a waiting list of about 6 or 7 months, mm-hmm. but he was in there within 6 weeks.
Right.
So don't let a waiting list scare you. Just go ahead and get your name on there. If they come to you and you're just not ready for your loved one to go, then they'll just bypass you. You'll still be left on the
list.
You'll just go towards the bottom and then they go back up from there. And I know I had mentioned about respite care and how important that is. And we did the Daily Living Center to help mom with respite care. But there's also respite vouchers. That is for the family caregiver. And if you'll call 405-321-3200, 405-321-3200, and ask for Terry Mulkey. That's the administrator of these respite vouchers. And what they are is they will give you it's about 7 days. So you don't have to use them all at once. So if you just are going to go out of town a couple of days or for a whole week, there's different places in Oklahoma City that are retirement communities or home care companies that will take these vouchers and they're paid back by the state. This is very important for those, especially for people that maybe don't have anyone to help them. And even a family member can be a part of these vouchers, too. So you could actually have a family caregiver or someone in your church take care of them, which gives you time away for a little while, and then they'll be reimbursed by the respite vouchers.
You know, Robin, I think we've talked a lot about the Veterans Center, but mm-hmm. there are communities all over Oklahoma City that have in their community.
Yes.
The assisted living places that have for memory care.
Yes.
So, yes, and I'm sure people are
and very
And
they take
familiar.
Those vouchers.
Right.
Those respite vouchers in those memory care places. And usually if it's assisted living, they'll always have a section of memory care. Okay. I want everyone out there to know that family caregiving, we take very seriously because it is something that is stressful.
All right,
and
absolutely.
Is hard to do. And don't try to go it alone, because there's a ton of help out there. If you need to get a hold of me, I'm at 405-816-7889. That's 405-816-7889. And of course, the Oklahoma Senior Journal is piled full of information that will help you. We're going to sign off, and this is our shortest break. We're not going to completely sign off, but we're going to have about a 1 minute break or less, and we'll be right back to wrap up the show here on Care Talk Part 3 on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
There you go. Here on the Eagle, 96.9 FM. This is Robin Gunn coming back in here. I did want to swing back around about hospice. 1 in 5 people that are being taken care of by hospice that had dementia and Alzheimer's are discharged off of hospice due to improvement. So your loved one can improve when they're on hospice. That's about 20% of the cases. So always keep that in mind, that hospice is not all about passing away. It actually is helping someone have a better quality of life, wouldn't you say so, Mom?
Yes, absolutely.
And that there's that sandwich generation out there, and if you don't know what that is, that's adult children of seniors that also are either part-time or full-time still taking care of kids at home and have to work. So these people feel pulled in several different directions. And so, Mom, we just have to shed light, and that's what we're doing right now, because the number one thing you want people to know today is what?
That they're absolutely not alone.
Exactly.
Yes, there is help, and mm-hmm. reach out. And Robin has given you several phone numbers, mm-hmm. and you can always call her mm-hmm. or pick up a magazine. Her number's in the magazine.
Absolutely.
She'll
so
be
is
happy
the website
to talk to you individually.
What was one of the books that you read? I did want to go off the air. I know it was called The 36-Hour Day.
Yes, The 36-Hour
Day.
Yes. And
so,
a lot of help. A
lot of help in that book.
And the Alzheimer's Association has that book.
Okay.
They'll be very glad to just give you one, or certainly loan it to you. They will be. That's a great source.
Yes,
that
and
association.
Also the caregivers, it's the Broyles Foundation.
Yeah.
So you can look up Broyles Foundation. Just Google the Broyles Foundation. They also have caregivers playbook that are for the caregiver. It was a really good book that helped us too, and a very easy read.
Right.
So the Broyles Foundation, which he was the coach for the
Arkansas Razorbacks.
And that's where Mama originates from, is Arkansas. And then moved here with her daddy, John Diffie, and started Diffie Motor Company.
Right. With my mom and dad.
There yeah. you go. Hallelujah. And then you went to Bethany.
Bethany, at that time, it was Bethany Nazarene College. It is now Southern Nazarene University.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for listening in to our Care Talk Part 3. We will definitely have more of these. Make sure you pick up the Sunday paper, the second Sunday of this month, and look for us in Viewpoints. It's going to be a continuing of family caregivers. Thank you so much for listening to us today on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Thank you, Mom, for being on with me.
You're
I always
so welcome,
love
sweetheart.
It. And you've been listening to us on the Eagle 96.9 FM. Thank you so much for listening in. The Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour will be back next week.